Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews. I'm so thankful that you have us on subscribe, like, follow. Yes, I said follow. It's actually one that I've been forgetting, but I realized, hey, on Spotify, you got to follow. So do all of that so that we show up in your feed if you haven't. But if you have, thanks for being here. I have a really special guest today. One of my friends. I think we've been a friend since my kids were little. So I feel like, you know, I kind of grew up, they grew up and knowing him. So it's been great. Joe, just jump on here and introduce yourself.
Hi, Charlie. My name is Joe Boylan. I've been in the sealing world now for about 35 plus years. Was rewarded by getting to know you through some of this stuff. And it's amazing the relationships you build over time. My background is engineering. And, I've been doing stuff counter to my official degree for 4 decades. So, yes. But it's been a fun ride.
Yes. And we met at the Fluid Sealing Association. I'm trying to think back, like, did I know you before I actually went there or not? Cause we were, you know, working in this marketing arena too, but I'm going to say we met at the Fluid Sealing Association. I've had such a great experience there. And, you know, I think about you when I think about the Merit Award. They gave me the Merit Award and you're like, wow, somebody finally got Charlie, you know, to be quiet, speechless. And it was such a wonderful time. But, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit. I mean, there's kind of two ways I want to go from your intro is, you know, why engineering? And then I definitely want to talk about your involvement in the FSA.
Sure. Well, my involvement in engineering, my father left school in eighth grade to take care of his family. And then ended up going to the Navy and then coming back again to take care of his family. But I'm convinced that his engineering skills was what drove me. He ended up being a diesel mechanic and was very, very handy. He built his house. He did all those kinds of things. He never called somebody to fix it. He fixed it. And I got pulled into that and that curiosity. And, you know, I ultimately built my own house as well. So it was the same kind of thing. I followed in his footsteps a little bit. At one point, I thought I was going to be a mechanic and because I enjoyed working on, you know, 1960s vintage vehicles at that time. And when he discovered that was my intention, he basically threatened to break my limbs because he wanted me to go to college. So I did. And I came out with an electrical engineering degree, used that probably for the first couple of 3 years of my engagement when I was working here in St. Mary's. And they hooked me because of the first project that they gave me was to simulate lightning.
Yes, I remember this. I remember you telling me this story, but I couldn't remember all the details.
Yeah,
simulate lightning.
Back in the day before cell phones, you had landlines. And the concern was that the ladies would get on a call during a thunderstorm, lightning would hit and they'd be killed. So they basically wanted to create a lightning arrestor system. And we were going to try to use a carbon material for that. So I had to create a rig that would simulate lightning and then demonstrate that we would break down at the right voltage and all those fun things with the right curves and all that stuff to protect the ladies. Ultimately, cell phones came out. It's one of those technologies that shifted, right? But that was the hook that got me going. And that exposed me to product testing and materials development and all kinds of fun things that I carried with me through the rest of my career.
So you went from mechanical engineering, but I'm sorry, from electrical engineering, but into mechanical engineering. You were doing some of that as well, or was it?
I was torn. I started off as chemie, decided I really didn't enjoy chemistry. Switched to electrical and was torn between that and mechanical. But I saw semiconductors and things being a thing of the future. So I went to the electrical side. But there's so many overlaps between all the expertises that, you know, being a mechanical is, you know, electrical is mechanical. It's just electrons instead of stuff moving like water, right? So, but ultimately moved into fully mechanical stuff, and then material development and those kind of things, and then ultimately some marketing stuff.
Yeah. So I think it's neat, the love for creating and building and how it does play into, you know, a good marketing, especially in our industrial technical world, to be able to understand the products, understand kind of that problem solved mentality, and then be able to talk about it and kind of like that storytelling aspect. I think I always say there's a technical side to marketing, and I do believe that. And I think also, you know, witnessing that a little bit with you being the marketing chair, you have kind of this process. We have a process there, you know, that we go through, and there's an agenda and all of that. And then there was just two different styles to running a meeting, for one, very, very different. Joe is precise and to the point, and I'm like, oh, let's talk a while. But you know, we've gotten that down, but I think kind of you and Sylvia, y'all work so well together because, you know, you've got the focus on the data and the graphics on her side to bridge, you know, what we need to do to take it forward. I've loved watching that. And so I just think that there are different styles. I've learned from you on how, you know, definitely there's a process and a kind of a linear step to things too. And I think that's a little bit of that engineering mindset.
I mean, certainly one of the things that I learned through my career was, one, you know, there's no beans to count if you don't have people making the beans. And that, you know, leveraging the knowledge of those people, not necessarily the executives, but those people that are standing at machines, is beneficial. I mean, when I was fortunate, because the role I had early on in my career as a product engineer, an application engineer, it was, you did everything. There was no, let's go talk to, you know, technology for this and operations for that. It was, you do it all. So it was, there were no roles. I was running presses. I was running grinders, and standing side by side with those people showed me where the power was and the energy was. And Fluid Sealing is like that. You know, there's, Fluid Sealing is a pretty lean organization. And when you come up with a good message that everybody buys into, it's amazing the power that we demonstrated. But what we were able to do, and it was me basically cheerleading a group of experts. I'm not the marketing person. We tease about this all the time. I'm more of an engineer, but I applied those basics and watched them run. It was a blast. I mean, we got a lot of stuff done, more coming. Pretty excited about that. But yeah, I guess using an engineering approach surrounded by a whole bunch of marketing folks.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I think that's the point, like working together, like you're saying, like people collaborating, that's the whole point of that. They've got competitors in the same room working on, okay, what can we do to better the industry? It's just beautiful.
It was incredibly powerful, Charlie, to be able to sit in a room with sealing experts as working with a materials company and asking, where are the issues that we all need to solve? And watch that collaboration, a very legal version of, this is what the world needs. How can we solve those? So that was one of the biggest draws for me in that group, was surrounded by all these experts. Because as a material supplier, you're way back in the chain. And having those folks out there that don't have to be, you know, focused on just what I want, it was, what's the industry need? That's what the Fluid Sealing power is, I believe.
Yeah, for sure. And just learning the industry. I mean, I came in as a young person. I'm not an engineer, but I do believe that I like to problem solve, and I have a little bit of mechanical in me. But you know, I want to learn about what the products do, what the industry needs, who the players are, what these acronyms are. And so, you know, it's been such a great place to grow up there. And like I said, meet some amazing experts, yourself included, and kind of pave that way for, you know, where we need to go, you know, as an industry. Joe, I know you were on the board there, and marketing chair. I'm sure you chaired some other divisions as well. What do you see it going, or is there a project that we're working on right now?
Well, I mean, a big focus for Fluid Sealing right now is the PFAS, right? And the potential detrimental effect of somebody saying anything that's, you know, in that family has to go, because it'll damage the entire global economy, because they're so important. And I think we've made great strides, leveraging some of our companies, our member companies, and their access to, Capitol Hill, frankly. But I think we've been able to collaborate both domestically and with the European Ceiling Association, and try to get that message out that let's not group everything into this one category, because it's not real and it's dangerous.
Yeah, because there's not replacement for some of these items that we right. use to keep us safe from other things.
I mean, a lot of medical things go away. And again, I think it's the shock and awe kind of thing, that everybody gets all fired up and, everything's bad, let's stop. And I think that group has done a great job of getting the message out that, when let's sit back, let's grab the ones that are the troublemakers and address them, but let's not throw everything into one big bucket. So I've been pleased with that. I think a newer focus, it's been on for a while, it's about emissions. Everything's about emissions. Our member company's got some great technology associated with, reducing emissions. Methane's worse than CO2. Those kinds of things, again, that group can rally around that stuff. It's not them just trying to keep their job. They're actually, how do you apply a technology that gives you a better result? It's the future is going to keep evolving. What about hydrogen economy, right? The green economies. So, as you go to a hydrogen world, which is not a 5-minute process, it changes the requirements. So, you work with the folks to say, okay, how do you seal this tiny, tiny little molecule of hydrogen? How do you mitigate, embrittlement, all those things? One of the things that surprised me, Charlie, as I got further and further into it, again, dealing with all of the CO2 companies, is the system, the support system associated with a pump. Our focus was always mechanical seal. One mechanical seal can have 15 or 20 pumps supporting that mechanical seal. So, to me, one of the things that comes out of this is, how can companies that make materials and supply these components do a better job of reducing friction? Because that's the killer. It generates heat. It generates more power to drive things. How do you drive and collaborate going forward to reduce those costs? I did a calculation recently that said for every pound of seal-faced material that we make, or whether it's a bearing component or a seal component, less than 1% of that gets consumed in the application. The rest of it gets thrown in the dump. It's inert, but how do you get to a recycle room? We got customers out there that are saying we want to be green, and we're willing to pay to jump on that wagon, and that's great. But how do we literally take stuff and recycle it, where people are just using it for a while?
Yeah, I love this idea of circularity and following that product. It's fascinating to me. It's kind of like a no-brainer, but we didn't think about it earlier, right?
And it's challenging, though, because if you look at all of the companies that supply into this industry, these materials aren't 2 years old, they're 50 years old. And there's a whole lot of comfort associated with 50 years of history, right? So the challenge is, again, goes back to marketing, right? How can I convince you that this material is as good as that material, but it's more environmentally friendly? That's the challenge. And, I think this industry will go down that road. They'll have to, if they're going to truly get green.
The experts, the Fluid Sealing Association, I'll use them as an example. They have the knowledge on how to do these things and how to move it forward. And so I really enjoyed participating when we went to Capitol Hill and we got to sit in the room and be the experts. I mean, I was just along for the ride, but I remember Phil Mahoney giving the details about what a fluid sealing device was and thinking, they don't know what this is, this is so foreign. But you think about it, this is not what they work on every day. That's what the association and their members work on every day. So we do have to do that.
I think fluid sealing spends most of its time talking about industrial applications, but then there's the aerospace stuff as well. I mean, planes aren't flying without mechanical seals. Rockets don't fly. All that fun stuff that we take for granted. Submarines don't swim. So, these sealing materials are in everything. And when they fail, people can die. So that goes back to, I'm a little reluctant to try something new because I don't know anybody who's got it. So I get that. It's just I think the companies that drive those evolutions will be the ones that are really come out the other side very successful. I mean, as soon as people started talking green, they also started talking about oil and gas is going away. No, it's not. Not in my lifetime, and even not in your lifetime. So, I mean, it's here for decades.
Just I heard somebody say that energy doesn't go away. Like each form of energy we created, it's still here. It's just used differently or maybe not as used as often or whatever. And so we're just adding new resources and ways of using that energy. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if it's true. There may be some energy that we gave up, but I thought it was.
And again, think about it. Everybody worries about the carbon footprint. The industry that I come from, that's all they do is carbon, but it's a different carbon, right? So, and again, it's sort of like PFAS. It all gets lumped into one thing, and it's not. So how do you take carbon materials, that family of materials, and use them for good instead of burning them and blasting them into the sky? So,
yes, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I want everybody to know kind of this kind of next venture for you. You've been doing this for years, but you are doing more consulting now. So if they're looking, I mean, we've talked about several things, but just guidance from kind of what your background can give to someone. What will you be consulting on, Joe?
It's what's interesting is I'm trying to leverage kind of everything from a career. And that goes from material development to process development to application development to troubleshooting to marketing. So, I mean, and what I have found in the last few years is that I've applied every expertise that I've gathered over these decades to create visions of what the future might be. And so I think basically it's how do you get from point A to point B? And what should point B be? So it's a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I've got material expertise. I've got applications. I've dealt in all those industries. So, it's a function of, I'm not limiting it to my previous world. I want to expand it to everything because I think these principles apply everywhere.
Yes. So if you have a problem, he can help you solve it. That engineering side. Yes. Try to help you. I think that it's really fun to look at our careers, kind of that all the different pieces, which I love what you're kind of, there's not one Joe, there's not one, talent that you have. There are many, right? And that's the same for all of us is we emerge and then we try out different things and we see which one we like. And then, what is it that really stands out for me, Joe? You're just so easy to talk to. It's so wonderful to sit with you and you feel like you're heard and, that you're going to offer some advice, wisdom from time to time. And, then you're going to leave that meeting feeling better, no matter what it is. So I do believe that because I've experienced it with you, Joe. And I'm thankful that you're in the industry and continuing to do that. Is there anything else that you kind of want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think, putting, the world politics aside, there's a lot of good stuff out there on the horizon. And I think, again, what I find is if you can gather a group of people and come up with a common cause, you can theoretically and actually move mountains. And so I think that to me is the future. And that's the kind of stuff I want to play in. I want to solve people's problems if I can. And the world needs to move that way. Let's focus on solving problems, not complaining about existing ones.
I love it. Okay, Joe, I can't let you go without a little rapid fire. So this is just a couple of fun questions. What is your favorite book?
I think Angels and Demons.
Okay. Everybody to their own. And then what about your favorite kind of music, song? Do you have any?
I've gotten into blues.
Blues. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I kind of
if you
feel
can see
this
behind me,
obvious.
I've actually got an electric guitar sitting on my mantle that one of these days I'm going to try to figure out how to play.
Perfect. I mean, now's the time. It's so funny. I always think about engineers and they have these hidden talents that come out. Either they're, you know, they've packed their bags, they're going on a hike and some, you know, off a cliff kind of thing, or, you know, they're building a canoe or, you know, playing the guitar, building guitars.
Keep talking about Mark.
Yeah, there is Mark. That is Mark. Oh, so there's so many, you know, hidden talents out there. I mean, so what I'm saying is I don't doubt that you'll be playing that guitar soon. What about, okay, let's think about a young person coming into the industry. What advice would you give them?
Basically, take every challenge that you're given and jump on them, because if you want to stay in a very narrow focus, that's not the future. You build a toolkit of a variety of different expertises, and it can take you further. Just learn everything. Keep your eyes open and sign up for all kinds of stuff, even if it's not what you're supposed to be doing. You might find you like it better than what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what is the best advice you've ever received?
I think that's what it was. It was, you know, keep your eyes open. You don't even know what you want to do. And what you may love better could be right around the corner. But just be open to other experiences.
And go to school.
That's why I promote that, because it worked for me.
Yes. So I'm thankful that your dad pushed you to go to school and also kind of let you build with them and, you know, have that side, because I think it's important. You got to have theory and hands-on. That really makes a difference for engineers. But then, you know, keep expanding, working with people. I love an engineer that can also talk to people. I say they're a diamond in the rough.
I think the two words that I use is be curious.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, Joe, a pleasure as always. Absolutely. Enjoy getting to spend time with you. And then, you know, if y'all are in the industry or not looking for a support person, you know, share this episode and really make sure that you connect with Joe. Let him know about somebody else who may need support in those areas. And just, if you haven't heard of the Fluid Ceiling Association, go ahead and take a look there. I'll put all the links in the show notes. Really has been a supportive group for us. Yeah. So without further delay, I will let you go. But until next time, be empowering.